Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
I would like to buy a dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today. And
Yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello, and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast mini-sodes. These are the teeny tiny episodes each week where we talk about the stuff that we've been watching, the stuff that we're going to watch, and the stuff that we definitely are not going to watch. That's Chad Ekowitz.
And that is Simone LaRue, who has watched what? Ha! You see, I wove it into the title.
Amazing.
That was perfect. Yeah.
I am going to let you down, though, because I have not watched anything this week. It's,
Oh, dang.
It's been a busy week.
I mean, to be fair, we're busy people. I think this is the problem with coming out of, like, lockdowns and COVID restrictions and, like, things you're able to do stuff now. It's like, I don't have time for TV that much.
No,
Yeah.
I mean, I finished Midnight Mass and I finished Squid Game finally. So I was like caught up on that. But I've already talked about those two things. I did find the ending of Midnight Mass quite disappointing.
Okay.
I will say, I think it's Mike Flanagan's weakest series so far after Bly Manor and Hill House. I just found this very monologue-y and I don't know. The ending didn't hit for me, guys. That being said, fair. I loved the ending of Squid Game. Very excited for season two.
Ooh, okay, so there's going to be a season two. How very exciting. Mm-hmm. Lovely, lovely. Cool, well, the only thing that I watched is Baking Impossible, which is just the most delightful show on the planet.
That sounds incredible.
You would love it. So basically what they do is, I think it's someone who won the Great British Bake Off, and basically he has created a challenge for baconeers.
Okay.
So it's combining bakers and engineers together. So each team has a baker and an engineer.
Oh no.
And they have to make cakes and things like that that can also like structurally move and
right,
stuff.
Right.
So like in the first episode, they have to make a boat that will actually float, but the boat has to be made out of cake, which is, as we all know, a very absorbent substance.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
cake famously does not float very well for very long.
Exactly. So they have to like come up with ways to get around this and do these kind of things. And it is honestly just the most fun program because you've got these bakers who don't know fuck all about engineering. And then you've got these engineers who don't know fuck all about baking.
And do they know each other prior, or are they sort of like randomly sorted into teams? That's fun.
Yes. Yeah. That's what's great about it, because they build these relationships with each other and they have to like kind of like each other and hopefully get along as a team, or they
love
just
that.
Fall apart. It's great. Honestly, I think you would love it. It's such a good
show.
That's
so fun. Okay.
Brilliant. Okay. Let's talk trailers. What are we excited for?
I was intrigued and cautiously optimistic about the trailer for Cyrano.
Yes. Talk me through your emotional journey on this, because I also had an emotional journey.
So I was trying to get through trailers as quickly as possible, and I was like, oh, it's a period film. Like, we're probably not going to talk about it on the podcast. But then there was singing, and then our boy was there. What's his name?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage was there. And it's a musical about Peter Dinklage being in love with a woman, and she doesn't return his love. She loves someone else, and then he's going to help this guy hook up with her. And it looks cute, dare I say? Mm-hmm. Sad? Both? I love a musical.
Both. Yeah, yeah. It's a period drama musical sad story. It's going to be great, I'm sure.
It ticks all my white lady boxes.
And just in time for Christmas.
I'm so excited for Christmas movie season, Chad.
Oh, we're going to it's just going to be straight sugar rush to our systems. Oh. It's going to be brilliant. I'm so ready for it. Complete 180 from you. I am so keen on Resident Evil. Welcome to Raccoon City.
Yes, it looks wild.
It looks so, so insane. I'm a little bit worried that they're going to like retcon stuff. I'm a little bit worried that they're not going to like keep with the sort of, you know, movie structure from, you know, Mila Djokovic, I want to say. That's probably wrong. Jovovich, thank you. You know, like I'm a little bit worried about that. But then again, these movies are about stupid zombie aliens and are based off of video games, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I think you've just got to start from there. You've got to be like, this is an inherently silly premise.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, very keen on that. I think that's going to be a beautiful film. Very excited.
Yes. Speaking of spooky, I saw the first half of the trailer for Paranormal Activity. What's it called?
Next of Kin.
Next of Kin. Looks wild, man.
Oh, it looks badass. Yeah.
I'm into it.
I'm very excited for that. Yeah. Have you watched any of the other Paranormal Activities?
I think I watched the first one and, like, the second one. I know that there's now, like, a whole lore there that, like, I am not aware of. I feel like maybe I should just brush up a bit before I see the movie.
I'm in two minds because, like, I've never been interested in that kind of horror. But, like...
Oh, what, like a found footage horror?
No, I love found footage, but, like, sort of, you know, still found footage where it's just, like, a corner of the room camera kind of thing.
Right.
Like, I'm never a fan of those. Like, I prefer sort of moving cameras, moving with people, sort of, you know, what's it called? Cloverfield, Wreck, that kind of thing. Blair Witch. Yeah, I like that. But this doesn't look like it. Well, it's found footage,
it looks like that found footage that I like.
So I'm like, I'm very much in two minds. I might as well just like bite the bullet and watch these movies. Because are you a true fan of horror if you haven't watched Paranormal
Activity?
Just
watch the first one and like do the synopses of the rest. The first one is good. The rest just get progressively less good.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. But yeah, I think this one's going to be rad. I think it's going to be very cool.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Final one from me is Violet with Olivia Munn. She's back at it, guys.
What's she doing?
That beautiful human being, and it looks like a very, very sort of empowering film. So basically, you've got her just like doing like high powered job and shit, but she's got a voice inside of her head, and it's a male voice who tells her that she's fat and she's ugly and that people wouldn't approve of some of the things that she does, so she doesn't do those things and she'll like eat a salad instead of like, you know, a hamburger because of the voice inside of her head. And then suddenly she's like, fuck that, I'm not listening to the voice inside of my head, and the voice starts like fighting back against her, and it's like her going through that sort of like mental angst and things.
Oh,
and like really, I think she's going for the Oscar. I think she's getting there.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she wants to hit it.
Don't we all?
Always. It's my only dream.
That's why you're studying law. That's why you are a lawyer.
It's the best way to do it, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. Leonardo, everybody knows the lawyer to Oscar pipeline is definitely the most lucrative.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anything else from your side?
No, that's all the trailers I managed to see this week, so... I will let you know, though, because I'm friends with a bunch of big ol' nerds, is I have booked tickets to see Dune in IMAX. Yes, I paid more money than I wanted to. I'm going to see Dune. Fuck. I'm going to see it in IMAX, so I will report back in a couple weeks.
How bleak are you? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10?
You know what? I'm just letting it happen. I think it'll be a lovely evening. I love those friends. I like Timothy Chalamet. I like Zendaya, so I'm just gonna be open my mind and heart.
Okay, that's a good way to do it. I mean, especially with the amount of money that you paid.
God, like, yeah.
You just gotta...
I'm gonna get my money's worth of enjoyment.
Damn straight. I mean, that film is like 600 hours long, so you definitely will get your money's worth.
So long.
So very long. But I'm very excited to hear your thoughts on Dune when that happens. But in the meantime, thank you guys so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. What are you looking forward to? What are you not looking forward to? How do you feel about Resident Evil, the new one? What do you think about Dune? Are you going to go see it? Are you going to, you know, waste another 4 hours of your life? Let us know.
Yeah.
And where can they do that, Simone?
They can talk to us on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP. They can email us at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
There you have it. And as we say at the end of every episode, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
We love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.